Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, and I use divine infinity healing to help people release the beliefs that no longer serve them and accept the truth, which comes from your guidance. This show was developed because my guidance said people need a place where they can ask these questions. And so that's what this show is for. I tap into your guidance while we talk. I let you know what your guidance is saying. Or if they say that you need to clear something, I help you to clear it. That's the whole basis of the show. I also do free 20-minute discovery sessions. This is a one-time thing for new people. So if you want to get some help, but you want it to be a little more private than on the radio, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the Schedule Now button and book yourself a discovery session. And we will spend 20 minutes working on whatever it is that you have decided you need to work on or your guidance has decided you need to work on. I won't try to sell you anything. There's no obligation. It's just you taking the time to clear up some of the stuff in your life that you are ready to get rid of. All right, so we will go to our first caller. Oh, and the theme of today's show is soulmates. But I have no idea what we're going to talk about concerning soulmates, if anything. So feel free to give me a call, no matter what it is you want to talk about. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Okay, the first caller, their number is 1111111111. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hi, this is Akanksha.
And can you spell that for me?
Yes, it's AKANKSHA.
And I've talked to you before, haven't I?
Yes, yes, you have.
Name like that, it's hard for me to forget.
I always had the question pertaining to London, if that rings a bell.
Yes, how are
and
you
I'm from
moving?
India.
Have you gotten your stuff so that you can move,
no.
Or are you still wondering?
No, I'm still wondering.
Okay, so you've been doing, I can't remember exactly what I recommended for you to do last time. Okay, just tell me what's going on now, and I'll see what guidance is saying.
I'm still waiting for a response from London. And in the meantime, my office has organized some trip to Italy. And I don't want to go for it. and I don't know what to do. So that's going on.
Why don't you want to go?
To Italy?
Yeah.
Because I was hoping I'd get to go to London before that. And yes, that's the main reason, I guess.
Your guide is saying that you would really enjoy the trip to Italy. So, and that it won't really get in the way of you going to London.
Well, I was hoping that I would get to go to London before.
So you have expectations about how all of this is working, and you're going to stick with what you expect regardless of what is presented to you.
Well, nothing is presented to me, so I don't know. I just want to be, free of the stress.
The trip to Italy is not a long-term assignment, is it?
No, it is not. It's just 10 days.
Go to Italy. Go and do whatever it is that people do in Italy and enjoy yourself. Your guidance is saying you need to go and just have fun. You get to work too, but also just enjoy yourself. It's like you've become almost obsessed with this London thing, and you've put everything in your life on hold, and they're saying you need to stop that.
Yes.
You need to go to Italy. You need to have a good time. You need to enjoy yourself. You need to keep living while you're waiting for this London thing to come through, because they're still telling me it's going to come through. So go to Italy. Have fun.
It's just that I want some. So it's not about when I go. It's about having some confirmation, so I'm able to be at peace with things. But right now, I think I'm in two boats. It's more like that. So I'm not fully enjoying myself because I just keep hoping for the news to come.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about when they say you're putting your life on hold. Because you do have that running through your mind every second. Has it come yet? Has it come yet? Has it come yet? Has it come yet? And that's not actually bringing it to you. That's actually pushing it away because your brain keeps saying it hasn't come yet. It hasn't come yet. And as long as you are thinking that it hasn't come, then what the universe is getting is that you don't want it to come. You want to stay in this state of it hasn't come. Which is why they're saying go to Italy. Maybe it'll get you out of that mindset, give you something else to think about. Besides, Italy can be fun. So you really need to just let go.
Yes. I am trying.
So let me see.
I am really trying.
Let me see what they want to do to help you let go. Okay. All right, so we're going to do a little bit of clearing work. So I will ask you the question, and then I'll have you say yes. Okay. So would you like the Divine Infinity Healing for helping you to get out of this mindset that you're in that says you must always check and see if it's ready yet? Is it ready yet? Is it ready yet? Am I moving yet? Am I moving yet? Am I moving yet? And instead you are putting the message out there saying, it hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. And so the universe is saying, well, she doesn't want it to happen, so we're not going to let it happen. So in a way, you are actually preventing yourself from having what you want to have because you're keep checking to see if you have what you want to have. But if it's not there, then you're telling the universe it's not there. And the universe is saying, we're doing everything we can to make sure that it's not there, because you keep telling us that it's not there. And so it started this whole cycle of thoughts and feelings and beliefs that are just absolutely and completely not what you want in your life. So are you willing to allow this Divine Infinity Healing energy to move throughout all of this and clear it out?
Yes.
Clear out anything and everything that's contributing to all of this. Oh my gosh, is it happening? The worry, the anxiety, the stress, the I can't do this because it might happen. Everything that has you putting your life on hold. To just let all of that go so that you can breathe and be and live right now. And if you're ready for that, say yes. Okay, take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Feels better. Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, it's like you had this little tornado going over your head and now it's gone. Okay, wonderful, great.
Thank you.
Let me see if there's anybody that's creating these lovely little tornadoes for you that we need to get out of you too. Yes, there is. Okay, it's a whole bunch of your ancestors. All right. So would you like a Divine Infinity healing for releasing any hold that your ancestors have on you or your life? This is just to let them know that this is your life. These are your choices, and they really don't have the right to be sticking their nose in your energy, in your life, trying to dictate what you should and shouldn't do, telling you what you should worry about, and oh my gosh, this isn't possible, and all of this other stuff that they've been telling you. So this Divine Infinity Healing energy is going to disconnect you from the energies of your ancestors. And don't worry, any energies that are unconditional love will stay, but we're talking about the energies that have you worrying and doubting and fearing and oh my goshing and all of that kind of stuff. So this Divine Infinity Healing is going to expand all of that energy and send it out into the universe instead of having it all concentrated in you and your body and your space. And if you are ready to let all of that go, then please say yes.
Yes.
And take a couple more nice deep breaths. Oh, that feels so much better. Does it feel for you?
Yes, it does. It does. It makes my head feel lighter.
Yeah. It's like this whole cloud of their energy just drifted off into space. Wonderful. See, because you know in your heart that you are actually going to go to London. You know that that's going to happen. So you really don't need to have all those thoughts about when, has it happened yet, blah, 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 blah. So go to Italy. Have a wonderful time. See all of the amazing sights, meet people, eat food, you know, do all of the stuff that you want to do and just enjoy it. Because it's when you are in that energy of actually enjoying your life that you're actually open to the things that you desire. So by having fun, you're actually creating what you want. So look at it that way. The more fun you have, the faster things flow.
Yes. I
so can you
that.
Go have fun?
Yes.
Good. Wonderful. And then you'll have to call and tell me how wonderful it was to go to Italy and how everything is going so well. Because I'm still saying that you are going to London and it is going to happen.
I will, definitely.
Okay. Well, have fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Our next caller is from area code 631. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call.
How are you doing, Suzanne?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to see when you saw a man coming into my life.
Ooh. And I'm assuming that means in a good way, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, I'm hearing the word soon. Let's see. All right, let me see if there's anything that you need to let go of. Thank you. Okay, this looks like some old stuff about relationships. Do you have some old fears and things that are coming up about being in a relationship?
Not really.
Oh. I'm not sure what this is or where it's... Okay, so what kind of relationship did your parents have?
They divorced.
Aha. How old were you when that happened?
25.
And have they always had a conflicted relationship?
Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing a little girl who's watching her parents fight and argue and not get along.
Right.
And that little girl definitely does not want you in a relationship because that is her idea of a relationship. If you're in a relationship, it's going to be fighting and messy, and they're not going to get along, and it's not going to be fun, and she doesn't want you in one because she doesn't want you to have to go through that again. So she's protecting you.
Okay. Well, I don't want to be protected anymore.
I understand that. You're an adult now. You know what you're doing, but she still thinks that you need her. So let's see what we can do to relieve her of her job so that you actually have the freedom to have a relationship. All right, so let's see. Would you like a divine infinity healing?
Yes, please.
Okay, while I'm doing this, I want you to focus on that little girl. She feels like she's in your heart area is what I'm feeling. And I don't know if you're feeling her or not. Just have an image of a little you in your heart.
Okay.
And look at that while I'm saying this. Okay. So would you like a divine infinity healing for helping that little girl within you to understand that she doesn't need to protect you anymore, so that she can understand that you're an adult now and life has changed, and her perception of what a relationship is, which was based on the marriage of your parents, which was not a good relationship, is not the only definition of a relationship, and that you are old enough to make better decisions than your parents were able to make, that it's okay for you to go out and meet men, to actually have fun and actually enjoy a relationship, because she has no idea of what joy in a relationship is. She really wants to protect you from being doomed to what she saw your parents go through. So this divine infinity healing is going to help her to understand that you are not bound by your parents. You are not bound to repeat the same mistakes that they did, that it is okay for you to create your own life and to be okay with it, and that she doesn't need to protect you. It's okay for her to step back, to actually join with you, to love you and comfort you and be loved and comforted by you, and to know that everything truly is okay. And if you are ready for this, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Well, thank you.
How does that feel now?
Feels good. I think you did this a couple of weeks ago about a job, and I got a job.
Well, good. Wonderful. Great. Well, let me check in and see how the little girl is doing. Well, she's a little reluctant. Okay. So I want you to repeat after me.
Okay.
Okay. I'll say, it's okay.
It's okay.
I know what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing.
And you have done a really great job.
And you have done a really great job.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And I appreciate your protecting me.
And I appreciate you protecting me.
And so now I'd like to protect you.
And now I'd like to protect you.
Come into me. Be one with me.
Come into me. Be one with me.
And everything will be okay.
And everything will be okay.
Okay, now take a couple of nice deep breaths.
Okay.
All right, she is joining with you now. Okay. Okay. All right, she is done. She is a part of you. She will not be interfering anymore. Yay!
Yay! Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. See, okay, good.
You are welcome. And, you know, let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller. Oh, White Lily, you want to be put in the queue for a question? Go ahead and type your question, and we will do it after this next caller. And our next caller is from area code 630. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara, it's Mia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm doing great. So, what exciting things are happening?
I want to get a job. I'm not working right now.
Okay. Okay. So, I'm assuming you've been putting in your applications.
Yes.
And you're still doing the nursing?
Yes.
And what's coming up about that? How are you feeling about it?
I feel fine. Something is happening, but it's just not happening now.
Okay. And so if you had to say why it's not happening now, what would you say?
It's in the process. I haven't been, I've been putting out applications, but I haven't received phone calls for interviews yet.
Okay, so what they're showing me is like you're kind of balancing on a type and you're just kind of walking this tightrope hoping you're not going to fall off on either side. And I'm not sure what it's on either side of. Okay, let me check and see. Is this about working? Yeah. Okay. So do you truly believe that you have the skills and the knowledge and everything you need to do the jobs that you are applying for?
Yes.
Okay. And do you really want to work?
Yes, yes. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you before. Okay. And I know we took care of some of that old energy, which wasn't yours, that was actually holding you back.
Mm-hmm. And I've been practicing the prayers.
That's good. Okay, so let's just ask, why is Mia not getting a job? Okay, I'm hearing that you're actually not ready for it, but I don't know why is she not ready? Okay. That's an energy that's not yours. Let's see if we can get that out of there. So, would you like a Divine Infinity healing for releasing this energy that is not yours, but is still trying to run your life? This, I don't know who this is. Okay, so this Divine Infinity healing is going to expand and decompress the energy of this being that is not you, that's trying to control you and your life, to just open it, decompress it, expand it to such an extent that it's gone, completely gone from your life, so that it's not holding you back, because you weren't even aware that this one was even in there. So if you are ready to allow this divine infinity healing energy to find any and all energies that are not yours, that are interfering in any way, shape, or form with your being employed, doing the thing that you want to do, making money doing it, being respected and valued for the work that you do, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. All right, let me see if there's anything else. We're showing you that they took out like four different people. Some of them were related to you, some of them weren't. Some of them were like friends of the family kind of energy, and they were making sure that you were doing what was right according to their opinions of what you needed to do. And you really didn't need that because you don't need to be run by anybody else's opinion. Okay, let's check it. How does it feel now? Do you feel different?
I feel the same.
Okay. Let me see what else there is then. They're telling me that there's nothing else there that's in the way and that you will actually be hearing about a job probably within the next couple of weeks, although they don't usually tell me things having to do with weeks. They just say sooner, quickly. They find it funny that I said that. Okay, so they're saying quickly, just to make me happy, I think. But I think it'll actually be within the next couple of weeks that you will hear back about a job. Yeah.
Okay. So there's no more other energies now. We're good.
I don't see anything else. It's just you as far as work, so I don't really see any problems.
All right.
So you'll have to let me know when you get that call or those calls.
Yes.
I don't know if it's one or several or whatever.
Okay. But do you see any of my own energy interfering?
Any of your own energy? No.
Yes. Okay.
No,
right.
Because the places that these others had attached to you, that's also been cleaned up so that if they showed back up, they couldn't reattach. They've cleared that up too. So those energies cannot come back. They just will not come back to you. So you're fine. Your energy is great. Your energy is ready to get out there, get a job, make a difference in the world. So that's great. I don't see any problems at all with that.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara.
You are welcome. Okay, now they're saying for you to go out and do something fun. So I don't know what's fun to you, but go and do it.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and take a walk in the beach.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Well, great. Well, enjoy yourself. It's important for you to enjoy yourself. Okay?
Yes. All right. Have a great day.
You too, Maya. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and now we will go to the chat room, see what White Lily has to say. Oh, my goodness, you were very, very talkative, aren't you? Okay. I got a part-time job, which I'm happy about. The two things have a lot of anxiety, fear, worry, and getting fired. I've been fired so much for being myself and think people pick up a rebellious part of me. I try to hide who I am, but they see that I am a leader and it's hard for me to follow rules blindly. I have a strong personality and a lot of ideas, which I try to just be a robot and not share too much of myself, but I've gotten fired in the past. I'd like to keep this job for some time for steady income. The second thing is, this woman who hired and trained me seems to want me to share my ideas and do other work than I was hired for, again, which is all great, but the additional things she wants me to do are more in my area of expertise of a real full-time job. I need more money if they want me to do sales or to share my ideas, et cetera, to help grow the business in that manner. So I'm a little concerned about how to approach her, about how I need more money if they want me to do these additional jobs, which I would love to do, but also that means I would need a range of double what they're paying me hourly now. So then this loops around on the fear I spoke about before of getting fired because I rock the boat and I see it is as valuing myself. And I think this could be great for all of us. Again, just need more money to do what they are asking, these additional tasks. I have a fear of being called difficult because I've been called a lot in the past. But again, I think it's just honoring myself. Sorry for the long email. Okay. Boy, you did ask for a lot of different stuff in there. Let's see. All right. So I'm checking in now with your energy with, okay, so I'm hearing that there's a part of you that's always had you selling yourself short, not fully being who you are. And you were kind of saying that in the message when you were saying that you have to hold back and not say, and you have to be a little robot and do exactly what you're told and blah, blah, blah. That's not you. That's not who you're meant to be. And that is never going to work for you. So I wish you would just stop trying to do that because it's just not you. Now, as far as doing additional things, you can talk to them about that. Let them know that there are other things that you would be happy to do for them, to show them, to teach them, whatever it is. And there's nothing wrong with asking to be, to be compensated for what you actually do. So you can give them options. They've hired you for a particular job. You can come to work, do that particular job, and that's absolutely fine, and go home at the end of the day. They'll pay you what they agreed to pay you. Or you can come in and you can share some of the ideas that you have. And if they think that the ideas are valuable to them, then they can change your job. Change it so that it includes you doing the additional work and getting paid for that work. Now, I'm not telling you to go in and share everything that you're thinking with them. No, just one idea. You just pick one that you think will have a phenomenal effect on the business. And share that and see. Let them see the value in you. And there's nothing wrong with you actually saying, I have value, because you do. So don't think that there's anything wrong in that. And it's not that you're being difficult. It's actually that you are selling yourself short. You are going for jobs that are beneath you in a lot of ways. It's like you're settling. You're settling for less. Less does not feel good, so you are not comfortable in less, and you're being uncomfortable in less means that less doesn't fit, and since less doesn't fit, the job doesn't fit, and therefore you can't stay in the job because it's not you. So this is an opportunity for you to start out being you so that the job actually fits. You are recognized for your expertise, and you are actually paid for it. I think that if they do not agree to your being more, this job won't last either, because you will again be holding back yourself, and that is not who you are. All right, let me look and see if there's anything that you need to have cleared off of you, because frankly, there's no reason why you should be settling for less than who you are. You know, it's like you're a level 8, but you're working at a level 4, and a level 4 for a level 8 is not comfortable. It doesn't bring you joy. It doesn't bring you satisfaction. It doesn't allow you to grow, because that's so far beneath where you should be starting out. You should be starting out at least a level 8, and then there's really no limit to how high you can go. And I was just going on a 10-level scale, but they're saying you can go beyond 10. So ignore that, and who knows where you're going to end up. Okay. All right, let's see what I see. So you do have some other energies that are not yours that have been, it's almost like you've been under their thumb. You know, they've been trying to smoosh you, but you're not willing to be smooshed. But it brings you a lot of discomfort and upheaval in your life, because you know in your heart who you are and what you're capable of. But then these other beings who have attached their energy are chatting away in your head, telling you, oh, no, you can't do that. They're not going to hire you at that. You're never going to be able to make that kind of money. No one is actually going to be able to pay you for that. No one's going to want to pay you for that. You don't have anything to prove that that's right. Oh, they have a whole little litany of conversations that they're having with you in your head. All right, so let's get them out of your head and out of your life. So would you like a Divine Infinity healing for clearing out these energies that are not yours, these limitations that are being imposed upon you that are not yours? These energies, these limitations have no business in your life. They are not you. And since they are not you, you are not obligated to keep them. You are not obligated to listen to them. You are not obligated to give them any kind of control over you. So this Divine Infinity Healing is going to expand all of these energies. And instead of being these tiny little energies that are compacted around you, they are now expanding, 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 expanding as big as they need to expand, so that they are going away, drifting off, no longer a part of your life. And you can actually make your decisions about your work, about who you are, without their input. So this Divine Infinity Healing energy is bringing you freedom. It's bringing you freedom to stand in your power, to be who you are, to be respected for what you know and what you do, to give you the freedom to just be yourself in every moment and not have to pretend to be anybody or anything else because of what anybody else might say or do or think or anything. This is bringing you back to the freedom of you. And if you are ready for this, say yes. And your soul is definitely saying yes. So take 3 nice deep breaths. Okay. Ooh, that feels so much better. Okay, now let me open my eyes and see if you said anything. All right. Let me go back to... Yes, they are beneath me. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So at what point do I say something to this girl about the additional work? Do I say it when she sends me an email asking me to an event planning or sales? Or do I say it right now, although I just started the job, so I didn't want to rock the boat so quickly? That's that thought again. Maybe I'll just wait until she asks me to do that other stuff. God, I feel like I hate these conversations, but there must be to being empowered. Maybe I should hand her my resume. And then you say yes. Hand her your resume. I like that. and talk to her about what it is you really do. I mean, there's some reason why you're there, why she said yes, why this all started. And so there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You standing in your power, that's a big thing. They really want you to get that you are standing in your power. It's not like you are being arrogant or narcissist. I think that's how you pronounce it. Anyway, it's about you being honest. It's about you living your truth. And that's really important in your life. You know that you are meant for more, and you don't need to settle for less. God would never ask you to settle for less. So don't ask yourself to settle for less. So those other energies, that's all gone now. I can see that it's you now, just glowing. So do what feels right. Listen to your own heart. Yeah. And start being you. You're amazing. So start being you. And, you know, if you're in a situation and it feels like, oh, my gosh, this is so whatever, then you can say that that prayer. I think you were on the show when I was saying that. That spirit. Decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. Thank you. Just say that. And you may want to say it over and over. Some days I start out with the first 5 minutes of the day. I just say that prayer over and over for like 5 minutes. And it changes everything. Especially on days when I wake up and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I've got this to do and I don't want to do it, blah, 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 blah. When I say that prayer and I say it over and over for 5 minutes, then I don't even think like that anymore. I don't think I don't want to do anything. I just get up and I just do. I just do whatever feels like it's right for me to do. And everything flows and it all works. And I don't have to have those conversations with myself or whomever it is that's been hanging around me because the energy is expanded. So if it is somebody else's energy that was around me, I've let it go. And all you have to do is say, you know, one sentence for a few minutes. And it changes everything. So try that. Okay. And yes, you are amazing. Funny how I took this job as a part-time, nothing type job. All these opportunities are here for me. But Spirit wants me to speak up to get paid properly for them. Yes, definitely. You should get paid properly for what you do. I didn't apply to the job as a full-time job, but yesterday when she was training me, I was thinking that I could do it as full-time in these other areas that she was telling me about. That's another idea. It really is a win-win all around, but I don't know why the fear is there to have the conversation, just old stuff. All right, let me look at the fear about having the conversation. Okay, what I'm hearing is to do that, releasing that prayer spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. Thank you. To say that prayer several times before you're going to talk to her. Because it'll open you up and it'll release that fear and you won't be able to be afraid. Because when you're in that beautiful expanded energy, that energy of pure love is what I consider it, there's no place for fear. And fear really doesn't have any place in your life to begin with. So say the prayer anyway. And just start making it a part of your life. It's funny because sometimes I go to sleep while I'm saying the prayer and then I wake up in the night and I'm saying the prayer and I go back to sleep saying the prayer and the next time I wake up I'm saying the prayer again. So it just becomes a natural part of who you are and it does make such a huge difference to how you feel. Okay. And expand and decompress, that works, or you can just use the word expand. I told someone else today that they should spend a couple of minutes saying the one-line prayer, and then after that, spend a couple of minutes just saying expand. That's one way of programming yourself to accepting that when you say expand, it means the whole prayer. So then you don't have to say the whole prayer. You can just say expand. So just try saying expand, because you know what you mean when you're saying it. Okay, great, wonderful. Ooh, your energy feels so much better. All right. So I'm just waiting for the last. Yes, and deep breathing. Deep breathing is one of the ways that we expand, because when you are taking in a lot of air, you are expanding your lungs. And you cannot be this tight little ball of constricted energy while you are breathing. And you are welcome. And let me know how it goes. Okay. We are going now to the caller from area code 813. Hi, who's this?
Yes, my name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. What can I do for you today?
Yes, ma'am. I am in a situation where I am married, but I'm separated, and we live in two different states. And right now, my husband's currently incarcerated, and we've reconnected, but I haven't heard from him since the 28th. And I guess my question would be, okay, how do I word this? When will I hear from him again? And why is he not? Why is he not writing to me or calling me?
Okay. So you are married. You guys live in separate states. He's incarcerated. And you're worried because, or concerned because he's not connecting. My question is, why are you trying to maintain a relationship that doesn't work?
Well, it was working. We were trying to work things out, and then all of a sudden he stopped. See, that's why I'm trying to. That's why I'm wondering, like, why he stopped talking to me when things were working out. Like, we were connecting, and we were trying to work things out. That's where I'm confused.
Your guidance is saying that you're trying to recreate something from the past, and that it's not going to work. That it's time to let that go. It's time to let go of that relationship. All I'm hearing is drama, drama, drama when it comes to him. I don't know anything about him or anything about you, but I just keep hearing drama, 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 drama. Do you want to live a life that's filled with nothing but drama, or are you looking for something more?
I am looking for something more, but I'm like a... We took a break for a little while, and we were working on ourselves, and saw a change in him, and I'm, like, changing within myself. And when we did connect, we were not fighting or anything like that. We were actually communicating, and things were actually going good, and I think I'm confused. Like, all of a sudden, he stopped talking to me. And that's why I don't know why.
And I understand what you're looking for, which is not what your guidance is telling me to tell you. They're saying that why he's doing what he's doing really has absolutely no importance in your life. This is your life. These are your choices. What do you want? And when do you want it? Do you want to wait for him to go through whatever he's going to go through and change, if he decides to change? And he's not really deciding. He has not really decided that he is willing to change. He's done a little bit of the stuff that you wanted him to do, and he's not really committed to it. It's like, okay, I'll do this, maybe it'll make her happy, and that'll be okay. But he's not really committed to it. This is not him. This is you wanting him to change, and a part of him wants to change, and a part of him says, why should I change? So that your guidance wants you to focus on you. What is it that you really want in your life? What kind of a relationship do you want?
really, truly, I kind of want to be with him. Like, in my heart really wants me, I really want to be with him, actually.
What is it that you want, though?
I mean, I am going to school and I am working, but, like, I do want to still stay married with him. I still want to have, like, a relationship with him, though.
But what you really want is you want someone who is going to love you, someone who is going to honor you and respect you and value you, someone who is going to look forward to spending time with you, to want to have long conversations with you, to go on walks with you, to actually make you a part of their life and be a part of your life. That's what you want, and that's not what you're getting from him. That's not what you were getting from him before. Why are you sticking with something that doesn't work?
Because, like I said, I did see a change in him. I haven't spoke to him since July 28th, and like I said, when I did talk to him, he's like, I have changed a lot and everything like that, and he has like a spiritual path right now. He's doing a lot of changing right now, and so have I. So.
Okay. So one of the things that I'm hearing is that you have a fear of not being married to him. And it's not really based in him. It's based in the whole idea of being out there alone. Being alone is really not something that you value at all. You would rather be in a relationship that doesn't work than be alone. Interesting. All right. So this is what your guidance is telling me. And you can take it or not. It's your choice. You deserve better. You deserve to be in a relationship right now in this moment with someone that you know loves you and adores you and is there for you, physically there with you, because that is something that's important to you. We understand that you feel this sense of dedication to him. You went through the marriage ceremony. You made the promises, and you thought, okay, this is it. I'm only going to do this once. I finally found him, the one that I am meant to be with. But that's not true. You can have an absolutely wonderful life, a magical relationship where you are experiencing unbelievable joy and love in every moment of your life. And you don't need to keep putting that off. You don't need to be afraid that you're never going to find anyone else, that you're going to end up alone, because that's not true. You will always have choices. And there are others out there who will love you, truly love you, as you are learning to love yourself. So we encourage you to let go. Let go of the whole idea that this marriage is supposed to last forever, because most marriages don't. And it is okay for you to honor and respect yourself and to have a partner who does the same. It is your choice. Make the choice that feels right in your heart, not the choice that brings up all of the fear that you have about you and what's really possible in your life.
But my
it
heart
is
saying,
for you to be
but my heart is saying, I want to be with him. That's what my heart is saying. Just
okay,
saying.
So can you go to where he is?
Huh?
Can you go to where he is?
Yes. I mean, not right now, but I mean, he has family up here.
No, but you want to know what's going on with him, why he is not talking to you. Can you actually go and talk to him?
physically?
Not really. Not right now. But like I said, he gets out like Smokey gets out.
And you're okay with waiting till next month before you can actually have this conversation with him about what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then keep working on yourself, making the changes that you feel that you need to make your life better. And when he is available, sit down and talk to him. Let him know what it is that you actually want. And be clear about it. Let him know what's important to you. In order to have a real relationship with anyone, you have to be open, you have to be honest. And that's very, very important, especially for the two of you. So talk to him and let him know what it is that you really want and what you want to create. And listen to see if that is what he wants. And if it's not what he wants, then you're going to have to let him go. Because you guys aren't going to be happy if you have different, you know, things that you're looking for in life.
Okay.
So they're just saying to wait till he's available and then sit down and talk to him.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, well. That was a good show, and thanks to everyone for calling in and White Lily for being in the chat room. I will be back on Friday. It's our laughter yoga show. Yay! So hopefully this Friday, Deborah will actually be there and we can do the laughter yoga. If not, it'll just be me or me in DC. And you are all invited to come and join us. Guidance wants everyone to remember that this is your life. This really is your life, and you are creating whatever it is that you want to experience. Don't sell yourself short. Don't settle for crap. That's not in your highest good. This is your life, and we are learning to stand in our power, and we are doing this together. So remember that I'm here for you. If you have any questions, you know, send me an email to barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to answer. So I will talk to you all again on Friday. I hope everyone has a wonderful, magical week. And do something that you love to do, just for you. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.